everyone. I'd like to welcome everybody to the meeting this morning. Let's get started and hopefully we can get out of here in pretty short order. We do not have a gigantic agenda. I'd like to recognize Dr. Sam Stratton, who has officially retired. I've worked with him for a number of years and he's a wonderful man. He'll continue to, on a voluntary basis, to assist the healthcare agency with any issues or problems. And taking his place is Dr. Carl Schultz, to my right. I've worked with Dr. Schultz for a number of years. He was one of my professors in my residency training back in the olden days, right after WW2. No, Carl and I go way back, but he's a good man, and I'm proud that you've taken the reins here. So with that, we'll get the meeting started. First, we have the approval of the minutes from October 26, 2018. I have looked at those. If there's no opposition, I would make a motion that we approve those.
Second.
Any in opposition?
No.
All in favor?
Second.
All right, those are approved. Next, OCMS reports and correspondence. Medical Director's report, Dr. Schultz.
Okay, good morning, everyone. There's one other announcement I just want to make, that as I move into the medical director position, that opens up the associate medical director position, and we have filled that. Dr. Gagandeep Grewal will be taking on that position. He would be here today, except he is sort of in human resources, and he will be there for quite a while as he is processed through the system. He will survive, he will come out the other end, and he will be able to attend these meetings going forward. So to begin with, I want to just make a couple of brief comments. Some of these issues have come up before. The trauma system process consultation program is going forward. We continue to be in frequent contact with the American College of Surgeons, and David Johnson is putting together a opus magnus of work to support that, contacting a lot of the institutions within Orange County, not just the trauma centers, but public health, everybody, epidemiology, you name it, and they're all going to have this one massive document that we're going to give to the American College of Surgeons to help them do their in-depth survey of our system. So that is moving forward very effectively. Flu update. We are not experiencing the same either level of activity intensity or numbers of cases we have in the past, which is good news, but we are seeing an increase in H1N1. That's the typical one we see, and it's influenza A, no surprise there. So not a lot of really rocket science significant changes here. It's basically more of the same, but maybe a little less numbers, a little less intense, but following the typical pattern of starting to go up in January, and we will probably see that through the usual cycle. Just wanted to follow up. We presented the CCR, the Comprehensive Children's Emergency Receiving Center project. That was presented last meeting, and just wanted to update everyone very briefly that it's moving forward, and probably CHOC will begin getting radio calls sometime after February 1st, whether it's on February 1st or the week after, not clear yet, but somewhere in there, and that's moving forward without any issues. I'd like to move on to the hospital diversion report. That's in your packet. It's attachment number 2. Again, not anything really different there, or this pretty much following the pattern that it has in the past, and you can sort of review that. Any questions about that? Okay. The ambulance patient offload times, APOT times, we are continuing to collect that. That goes to the state. We don't have a choice with that. That's mandated, so the state is collecting this data. Our data looks very good compared to almost everyone else's. Not only is our times pretty decent, but the robustness of our data is really good. So hands off to our data collection and to Vicky Sweet for really doing a great job on shepherding that through.
And Jason and Laurent.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Any questions about that? All right. The 911 emergency ambulance transport contract performance, that was, I'll turn that over to Ms. McConnell.
Just we've hit the middle of the third year of our contract, and this is first quarter of this current fiscal year. There are really no different trends or problems. These reports reflect the overall response time, compliance, and also the numbers for dispatch and transport for all regions. It's on page 31.
And then Adrian Rodriguez is not here today to add any comments, so I hope he will be able to make it the next time, because he always has a lot of really interesting things to say. Any comments on the EMS correspondence? Seeing none, I'll move past. We'll go on to the advisory subcommittees and their meetings. excuse me. The Facilities Advisory Committee, the basic issue that came out of that meeting, which was this month, was to support the redesignation of Anaheim Regional as a emergency receiving center and also as a cardiovascular receiving center. I'm not going to go into that too much because that's in upcoming new business, so we'll deal with that more in detail then, but just to mention that came up. Those are the two issues, Mission coming up as a CCERC and Anaheim Regional, and we'll deal with those in the new business. The Education and Training Advisory Committee did not meet. They will meet again probably in March. But when they do meet, we'll be looking at the EMT scope of practice. In 2017, the state updated the scope, and we're 99% in compliance already, but there were a few things that needed adjusting, and so that will go to them, and they'll review our draft revisions and then make recommendations on that. And the Community Paramedic Advisory Committee, two major things that came out of there. One is that they supported the restriction of Zofran to patients who are not pregnant. There is some new data that's out that does not prove but suggests there might be a slight increase in birth defects associated with the use of Zofran in pregnancy. Given that our transport times are so short, it's not worth the risk to try and carry this forward. So we have decided to limit Zofran use to people that are not pregnant or could be pregnant. The other thing is the video laryngoscopy pilot project has completed and has now been moved to optional scope. So those who wish to use that can now use the optional scope process to access that. Any questions about any of those? Okay. Ms. McConnell, can you deal with the EMS fees?
Just, it's a review and file. We have attached on page 53
the policy that's listed on our website identifying all of the changes in the fees effective January 1st.
Thank you, Carl and Tammy. Covered the fee. So next, we're moving to the new business section. First action item is that we need to appoint a nominating committee for the 2019 slate of officers. Is there anybody that would be willing to?
I'm happy to do it again.
Okay. Anybody else?
I will, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we did it last time.
Yeah. No, thank you.
It was quick.
Yeah, it's usually a phone call and take a straw poll of people that are interested. So we will do that, and then you'll report back at the next committee. Will you chair that, Carl?
Yeah, I'll be happy to do that.
Great. Next is the two action items that came out of the facilities meeting. The first is to approve the redesignation of Anaheim Regional Medical Center as an emergency receiving center and as a cardiovascular receiving center, as recommended by the Facilities Advisory Subcommittee.
Is Mr. Johnson here? Okay, no. So I'll go ahead and try to field this. The presentation was made to the Facilities Advisory Committee, and they recommended Anaheim Regional as an emergency receiving center, redesignation for 3 years, and their cardiovascular receiving center as a one-year recommendation. They needed to work on some of their process improvement policies and data collection and data transmission, so we didn't feel a three-year recommendation was appropriate. One-year recommendation we felt was sufficient, and the facts supported that. Any questions about that? So can we have a motion?
Can we get a motion from someone to approve this at this committee?
So moved.
Second.
Got it out here. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Yes, yes.
Aye, aye.
Yes, yes. Aye, aye, aye. Okay. The ayes have it. calling ophthalmologist. All right, next is approve the designation of Mission Hospital as a comprehensive children emergency receiving center as recommended by the Facilities Advisory Subcommittee.
This topic was discussed at the Facilities Advisory Committee, and their recommendation came forward for a one-year initial accreditation. Not accreditation is the wrong word. Excuse me. Designation. As a comprehensive children's emergency receiving center to work on a few of their issues that were minor, having to do more with data collection and process improvement. And we would resurvey them within a year be able to issue a follow-up recommendation at that time. And the FAC approved that.
Since I work a mission, I will recuse myself from the vote, but could we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Okay. Second?
Second.
I think we have a second as well. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it again. Okay. Next, moving right along through this meeting is member comments. Anybody, any of the members here have any comments that they would like to make? With none, we'll move on. Next is the public forum. Any members of the public that would like to address the committee today?
There are no public comments.
No public comments. Well, with that, this is the world's fastest EMCC meeting. We are finished. 15 minutes. Our next meeting is Friday, April 12, 2019. I'll keep Carl on crystal meth, and we'll just keep moving right along.
Well done.
All right, well, thank you for attending. Have a wonderful weekend.
Bye.